The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Let's get to this. 20 things you're supposed to experience before you're 40.
Uh-oh. All right. So three of us are there. Kelly, you got what, 4 years?
Five, rude.
Okay. So anything that I haven't done, I'm already well behind the eight ball.
Yes. They surveyed 2,000 people to get to these. And these are the ones that received. So they gave them options.
Okay.
And these are the 20 that had the highest percentage.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
So number one, have a stable job.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's
done. All right.
By the time you're 40, I think that's
you should definitely a reasonable have a stable expectation. Job,
yes. All right. So all of us need to answer these like as if we're not, or you have to answer them. What am I trying to say?
I don't know.
Not
retroactively,
sure.
No.
Well, like, if it happened, then say yes.
Yes. There we go.
So just answer them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, did you have this before you were 40?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
I see. Like, don't count it if it happened for Hot Wings after, in the last 26 years since he turned 40.
It's remarkable how much easier you were able to say that than I was.
Yeah.
I was like,
not
see?
Just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Go.
So it only counts if we did it before we were 40. Okay.
Number two, own a car outright with no payments.
Yes.
I'll be there. Yes. Yep.
Number three, go to the doctor regularly to take care of your health.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
But it might not have been until close to 40.
I actually got worse after 40. I was really regular before 40, and then I kind of tapered off for a couple of years. I went, oh, man, I really should go back to the doctor.
I didn't have health insurance for like 5 years in my 20s. I was just living carelessly and just never got sick, nothing. And then finally got a job where I could have insurance. And a month later, I was in the damn ER.
Your body fell apart?
I was like, I mean, this is great timing, thank God. But it was almost like the curse of insurance.
Think you had it.
Yeah, I know.
Number, I think, six. Travel with the person you love.
Yeah, I did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does my honeymoon count?
I hope so.
That counts, right?
Where did you go?
Well, it depends on what you do. If you travel to like your hometown, that's not really travel.
We went to Jamaica, but I don't really consider that.
That's travel.
I know.
It is, but
when
it's
I think
kinda
traveling, I think like backpacking through Europe or something like that.
Or just somewhere like a little more unusual. That's like Florida plus.
Steve, yeah, I'm counting.
I basically went to a fancy beach.
Steve, I'm counting going to St. Louis with Kayla last summer to see Gary Gulman.
Free beer asked if he needed his passport for
that's
that.
Right.
So
you took,
did
you
not.
Have taken her to all those fancy locales.
Taken her to Green Bay, St. Louis, Champaign, Illinois,
Champagne,
Bloomington,
that's fancy.
Indiana. Yeah.
Have you ever left the United States?
Yeah, I've been to Jamaica, like Steve.
Okay.
And the Bahamas.
Okay.
You know,
Florida
places
plus.
That have resorts where they serve chicken fingers. Yeah.
Okay.
That's where I go.
The most important thing about traveling with your significant other is that you also get solo pictures in case you and that person break up. And not every picture of you and wherever you are, these romantic pictures that your phone likes to remind you of. A year later. So
you don't even have to tell them. You just take some selfies every now and then.
It's as if you traveled there alone, just in case.
Well, either that or just make sure that the background is very clean so they can be easily edited out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's true. There are some where it's like, well, I don't need to look at that again.
Yep. I wish they would have taken more pictures of me by myself.
Thanks for reminding me,
phone.
Because
I got a lot of pictures of them making really cool strides in really cool places.
Bummer for all you Instagram boyfriends. You're about to get cut
Delete.
Out. Own a home.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
Start a family a couple times.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, once, technically. I
the whole, like, owning a home, though, and starting a family, I don't think you have to do those before 40.
Well, 2,000 people say you're wrong.
Yeah, that puts a lot of pressure on people to get stuff, finances in order, and I feel like I didn't hit my career stride until 30s. I didn't really know exactly.
You're still before 40, though.
Yeah, I know,
yeah,
but
you just got to pop out a couple kids.
And I did buy a home, and I get that, but I still have friends that are my age or in their 40s that didn't have the option to buy a home yet. And, like, the way that the housing market is,
they should have had a steadier job before 40.
Yeah, true.
Well, there are plenty of people.
Yeah, stop going to Europe, staying in hostels, and buying campers to go see the country.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Throw away your money on rent.
You certainly don't have to do those things before 40, but, like, having kids, it's easier before 40.
Sure.
Yeah. But, I mean, there are plenty of people. Like, Rachel. Rachel knows that she does not want to have
kids. Yeah,
then
that's different.
So,
yeah. Or not all families are from, you know, pregnancies. Like, you are from, like, pregnancies within the relationship. You can adopt, too. So, and you can do that at 40 or whatever age and give somebody a comfortable home and a stable environment.
Again, it's just physically easier before 40.
Yes, totally hear you. Totally hear you on that.
But you often share nap times after that.
Yes.
It kind of works.
Someone just texted and said, did I miss something? Why do you guys keep mentioning you're off until next June? Well, that's not a thing at all, just so you know.
What?
We're
off until next June?
If we're going to be off for six months, something's gone really
bad.
It's like 8 months.
I mean, Steve, I think, recently said he challenged me to say that I wouldn't lose trivia till June or something. But,
yes, that happened.
If you heard that way.
Yeah.
Yep, we're off until June.
Then, can we do that?
Things you're supposed to do. Do or have done before 40. Learn to cook or bake well.
Absolutely agree.
That's the question.
What's the definition of well, though? Like, I think I can cook okay.
I think well means you have to have
I'm decent.
You got to have that knowledge of at least 4 to 5 recipes in your head that you can throw together that you don't need to be like,
easy.
Like, I can't bake worth a damn, but I don't care about baking, though.
Okay.
I don't want to bake.
Let's see, 4 recipes.
But I can definitely make stuff.
Hot dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Pizza.
Spaghetti.
Chicken on the grill.
Spaghetti. Oh, yeah. I mean, well, so, I mean, if you open it up into the world of noodles.
Wow.
I made rotini just 2 nights ago. I didn't even have to read the directions.
Sounds so good.
Yeah.
You should have, or before you're 40, volunteer at a soup kitchen, hospital, or senior citizen's home.
Oh, but old people smell weird.
Oh, man. Yeah, they made me do that like when I was in Boy Scouts. And, man, that old folks home back in the 80s. Oh, they smell better now.
And I don't really.
Oh, yeah, those nursing homes.
I'm not going to lie. I don't love
soup.
It's
bad.
Yeah, kitchen's totally dedicated to soup.
Yeah, make some real food.
God.
I don't want hot cereal.
Yeah.
I do want to do that, though, with my daughter, especially.
I agree.
When she's a little bit older, I want to volunteer somewhere with her.
Yeah. The next one, you should donate to charity. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. I got that. That one's a lot easier than actually donating your time.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of.
Yeah.
If I give you some money, will you make me not come there? Perfect.
Yeah.
Start a hobby.
Yep.
I've started lots of hobbies. Yeah.
Continue a hobby might be a different one.
Yeah.
Conquer a fear. Like public speaking or something like that. Boy.
Having kids was kind of a fear.
Oh, yeah,
I think
for a lot of people. Yeah. I mean, I really wanted kids, but I was still pretty afraid.
Mm-hmm.
I was afraid to get married.
Yep.
I was afraid to do a lot of things like that.
Yeah.
You're like, oh.
Yeah, I traveled totally alone out of the country. And I had traveled one time with a friend to Europe, and a storm made us come back early, and he got on an earlier flight. And I had to wait it out. So technically I was alone for a little while there, but it didn't count. And I went to Iceland for 10 days, totally alone. Didn't know anybody in the traveling group that I had met up with. It was so terrifying and different waves of being scared. Like, okay, do I really want to do this? Yes. Boom, it's booked. Okay, let me make sure I've got everything booked perfectly, because what if it messes up? And of course it's the wintertime. I live in the Midwest. Flights got canceled. This is terrifying. And then everything ended up working out great. And while I was there, I met people that we still keep in touch with, thankfully, for social media.
Yeah.
And I look back at that and think it wasn't nearly as terrifying as I thought it was
going to
be.
And you're never going to regret that.
Ever. Oh, my God, ever. It was one of the coolest trips of my life. And at any point that I wanted to just go and grab a coffee or just sit and read, I didn't have to say to anybody else, is it cool if we just do this for the next hour? It was like, oh, man, ain't nobody on my time, and I ain't on nobody's time either.
Don't you think kind of, I always think this, that conquering fears is overrated because it depends on what your fear is. Like, if it's holding you back from something that's pretty important in life,
yeah,
like maybe traveling even.
Traveling's
like,
so
you know, getting from point
me,
A
yes.
to point B, if you're like, oh, I'm afraid to drive somewhere, mm-hmm. like that's hindering you. But like I hate roller coasters. I'm afraid of them. But it's not hindering my life.
Right.
Like I don't like fine.
Yeah. Right. Or snakes or something.
I don't feel the need to conquer that.
Yeah.
I'm like, whatever. You know, yeah. It's like, oh, you should get over your fear of heights by jumping out of a plane. Well, are you afraid of heights like you can't go up a flight of stairs? Then
right.
yeah, you should try to conquer that.
But I think that
but
the
if
rationale
it's like you're afraid of being in the tallest building in the world, mm-hmm. well, if you don't want to go up in there. Don't.
Right.
It's
I think
not that,
that
big of a deal.
But the rationale behind it is if you conquer that, yeah. something that's insignificant, that
yeah.
doesn't make a difference, mm-hmm. the next time you face an obstacle that could
makes
make a
easier.
Difference, you know, yeah. maybe it's interviewing for a job or something like that, mm-hmm. then you're going to have that knowledge of knowing like, well, I was able to do this. I could mm-hmm. probably do this.
Like, you know,
it's like building blocks.
It.
Yeah.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Own a business. That's very rewarding.
I mean, kind of, yeah.
Let's see.
My wife does. Does that count?
Kind of.
I helped fill out some of the paperwork.
I think it has, they say it has to be one like where you pay taxes, mm-hmm. have a payroll, all that jazz.
I disagree. I don't think everyone should own a business.
No.
Not everyone's
no.
cut out to run a business. In fact, a lot of people that are cut out to run businesses fail at them.
Yeah.
Or you get screwed in
okay.
owning a business.
Yeah.
My best friend's dad owns a restaurant and took care of his employees through COVID like I'd never heard of. He created jobs for them to do during the closing of the restaurant. Mm-hmm. And one employee that had been with him forever that he took such good care of went back after COVID and after he'd been let go for something legitimate and went after this guy. And we were all looking at the owner, like, I know this person, and mm-hmm. I'm like, God, he's one of the greatest guys ever. He's my best friend's dad. Mm-hmm. Could never see him doing this, and he just got totally taken advantage of. It sucked.
Mm-hmm.
It sucked so bad to see that happen to him. Yeah. So, yeah, you take so many risks as a business owner. Beyond the obvious, like, your business might fail, you might put your business in the wrong hands and trust the wrong accountant or whatever, or mm-hmm. Just so many things yeah. can happen. It's
yeah.
so scary.
Yeah, before 40, you should lose it all.
Yeah.
I'd love to own my own business. And I always thought that when I went to college, that was what I thought I would do.
Yeah.
I was going to get a business degree because I always pictured myself like owning a business, but I was never able to hone in on what that business was.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I could have all this knowledge, but if I don't have the idea of what the business is, this mm-hmm. is kind of pointless.
Yeah. A lot of work.
Yeah.
I got to read you a text that just came in.
Okay.
Hey, Free Beer, you say you don't like vegans. Fact, never said that.
I said that yesterday in the elimination game. It's not that I don't like vegans. I just don't like vegans who make everybody
yeah,
cater
when you
to
always
their
have
vegan
to hear
diet.
About it.
Right. Free Beer actually said he despises vegans.
Yeah. He won't even talk to him.
Yeah.
Indifferent.
He hates
hey, Free Beer,
v.
you say you don't like vegans.
Yeah.
You pronounce Illinois like Illinois. That's not true. And you pronounce beaucoup, French for a lot, like beaucoup when it's beaucoup. Maybe. You and dumbass Kelly are idiots.
Yes.
Ever
I
since
agree.
Her vegan comment, I left your show. Just happened to pass it by when I heard your buku stupidity.
Yeah.
Oh, and your
sure
live
you
shows always sucked.
Duh.
Tell Kelly to enjoy her cancer meals. Bye, Felicia.
Cancer
Double
meals.
Clap hands.
Wow, that's also cancer strong.
Meals. I even said yesterday that I've done the vegan diet and I'll absolutely eat vegan. I just hate when you go somewhere and somebody's like, oh, yeah. Can't have that on the table because I'm a vegan. Like, I'm a super vegan. It's insulting. Like, just
like I can't
stop.
Even see it with my eyes.
If you had a peanut allergy, I'd understand. Please don't put your peanut M&Ms all over the table. I'm not going to do that because I don't want you to blow up and die.
What a fussy
but if you're
person
just a
that
vegan,
is.
I mean, no.
I'll say it. I just hate vegans.
I hate that person.
Mm-hmm. Man, cauliflower crust has been the best thing for my gut.
I hope that they don't accidentally tune back in to hear us talking about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, just in
terrible.
Case I texted them all the things I was thinking.
Oh, man, that diet that. Cheese. Hey, y'all ever had that vegan cheese? It sticks to the roof of your mouth like something you don't ever want in your mouth. Mm-hmm. It's so bad.
I thought that guy made some good points.
Think it's a guy?
Or that lady.
Do guys say bye, Felicia, authentically?
Does anyone say bye, Felicia, authentically now?
I don't think anymore. I think for a while it was...
For a little while,
that person is buku stupid.
Yeah, beaucoup agree.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.